And we're back. Welcome to another episode of CarPod DM. I am your host, Nate, joined by the very full, to the crevices, correct me if I'm wrong, my beautiful wife, Jen.
That's me.
Now, in the previous CarPod DM, we were talking about date nights and how important they are and how we strive to have a date night and how Jen has, unbeknownst to me, challenged us with going on a single date night every week until the baby's here. So we've got 10 more date nights to go from tonight. Is that accurate?
Yep.
Okay. And a very cool thing just happened. This is still the night of the previous episode, so just have that in mind. We ordered as if we were young kings and queens. Go ahead, tell them what we got.
We got 5 rolls, sushi rolls.
Yeah. And these aren't small. We went maybe a few weeks ago with Kimberly and her man Candy, Steve. And I got some smaller rolls because I was like, oh, these, I didn't know they're smaller. I just got cheaper ones, like $7 ones.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi isn't cheap, period, no. By the way.
My rolls were 18, I think 18, 17, and $13.
So Jen's put that, I mean, that's a mean 50 right there. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not good at mental math.
Okay.
I really am not sure.
Let's just call it 50.
Twenty minus
it's like 50 something, yeah. So, anyway, that's what Jen's bringing to the table.
And a salad.
And a salad?
Yeah, I got a $10 salad.
Okay, so you're looking at $60, $70 yourself. No, I feel you. No, I mean, live your truth. I'm not added up to be a jerk. I'm just saying it was no small expense. My rolls, I got 2 rolls. They were $18 and something else, respectively.
Probably $19.
Yeah. Okay, so I order that. We eat, we talk, we did the questions that we were telling you guys about. It just Googled questions for a couple. We were on question 2, right? Are you looking for your phone?
My water bottle.
I put it back there. We were on question 2. I think the first question was, what was the first question? Do you remember?
What's something we used to do that you wish we did still?
Yeah, which is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You said go on like spontaneous trips. I said we used to go to church together back in the day, and working at a church.
Now we work at a church together.
It's a little bit more difficult to do that. So I said, yeah. I missed that. And then the question after that was,
what about our relationship makes you most happy?
Yes. Jen said
literally everything.
The way we communicate, yeah. And I said how much we laugh, the way we communicate. Well, she said everything. But anyway. So, finished those 2 questions, and that was probably 30 minutes, right?
Yep.
Or so. When we got there, there was a couple that had already been seated to our left. My left, Jen's right. Jen sat with her back to the window, so she got a view of the whole restaurant. Me, I had my back to the restaurant, so I had a view of Jen. So I had the best seat in the house. Anyway. the gentleman and lady, I know that you guys do this. You guys eavesdrop when you're out to eat. You just kind of be quiet and listen to the conversations happening next to you. My assessment of that gentleman was wrong. He was using big words, and I thought, man, here's this dude trying to impress this girl on a date. Probably in his 30s, maybe 40s. I don't know. And after the meal, I pull my wallet out. I'm getting ready to pay. And the gentleman that was helping us, whose name is Semi, he said, your meal's been taken care of. And he said, your friends over here paid for you. I was like, friends? What?
We got no friends over here.
I was like, we don't know nobody up in here. I was looking for Pastor Danny and Karen, for real.
Right.
I was looking around. I was looking around like
that would be something
somebody from church. And he said, no, these folks here, they were very adamant about it. They paid for your meal. And they paid for the tip as well. And, you know, yeah, so have a great evening. And they walked away. And I am still.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened before.
Shocked. No, that's never happened to me.
Like, y'all didn't even know what we ordered.
No. What a firm.
$100 y'all just spent on someone else.
Seriously, what type of job do you have that you're like, pay their bill over there? You didn't know what we got.
No.
And we didn't get three shrimp tempuras.
And also, he told us after they had already left.
Yes.
So it wasn't like they were looking for recognition.
No, they left. So we're just completely dumbfounded. Like, thank you. And the guy who was helping us said that Valentine's Day, something similar happened. A table that he was waiting on paid for another table. And he was just like, just pay it forward the next time. So the next opportunity we get, you know, if you're in the Ocean View, Rehoboth type area,
hey, while we're in McDonald's drive-thru, we'll pay for the people behind us.
Yeah, no, yes, it's probably more like it. Get ready, cause we about to drop some money. Not like the couple did for us tonight.
No,
but we will pay it forward. It's not gonna be a sprint forward. It's gonna be a walk, you know, a slow walk. But anyway, has there ever been a random act of kindness that has been done to you outside of this evening, or a random act of kindness that you've done for someone else?
I've been in several Starbucks lines that they've done the whole pay it forward thing.
Okay.
But the people at Starbucks make it seem like you need to do it for the person behind you.
Yeah, it's like 13 so cars have done this.
Yeah, they
do you want to break
that.
The chain?
Do you want to be the chain breaker? Or do you want to pay for the person behind you? It's like, well, what'd the person behind me get?
For real? Is it a family of six that love coffee?
Right. Right. So, I mean, I've been in several Starbucks lines, but like, even though people in front of me are paying it forward, that's awesome.
Right.
But they're still looking for something for the people behind me, you know?
Right.
So it's like paid forward and then backwards.
I see. What else?
To think, random acts of kindness. I'm sure in my life of almost 30 years, someone's been kind, and I've been kind to somebody, but
no moments that's stand out.
No, not really. No.
True. All right, I'll say one, because I actually feel like I was swindled, but. I can think of one that was very kind to me. Me and my dad were driving somewhere, and I should ask him about this when I get the chance, because I wonder if he remembers this or not. We were driving somewhere in New Jersey, and I believe we either had a flat tire or we ran out of gas. I can't remember which one. I think we had a flat tire. And I think we ran out of gas. No, it had to be a flat tire. Anyway, I think we're helped by this man, this like older-ish man helped us. And I think we were on our way home from somewhere. And from what I remember, we were like, yeah, like we just, you know, the it's a flat tire. We live in blah, 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 blah. And the guy was like, what?
You just did your dad stutter?
What?
The guy behind us.
I said that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord have mercy. There's a William stutter that I guess all the Williams men have where they repeat a thing multiple
times.
It's
super endearing.
Okay, well, I didn't know I was doing this stutter thing. Okay, so anyway, so the guy said, oh, well, do you guys have anywhere to stay? And from what I remember, we were like, no, we were planning on going home. He's like, oh, well, you got to stay with me and my wife. And, you know, we'd be happy to have you guys. And from what I remember, these folks lived in a mansion. I'm so serious.
That's
and he
fun.
Let me and my dad stay at his house. We're just two random people that he doesn't know. And he fixed us, like, some dessert. And
sounds like you saw this in a movie.
No, this happened in my actual life. I'll ask my dad. I'll ask him if he remembers that.
That's so cool.
I'll try to record the conversation and tag it at the end of this after the fact. But I remember that being the case. So that was one time. So shout out to you, random guy. And I remember another time where I was at a gas station and there was a lady who had a car that was put up to the gas, like she was parked up at the gas thing, and she said, like, I don't have any money. I just ran out of gas. I'm on my way, like, home, and I can't get home because I don't have any money. Would you be able to help me? Just spare me a few dollars or something like that, just so that I could get to the next town. Or, and I was just like, yeah, sure. And I was like, just on my heart, I thought, Nate, fill up this lady's tank. So I said, well, you know, it's going to take more than $5-$10, so I'm just going to fill your tank up. She's like, really? I was like, yeah. So she had a station wagon, and
dang,
this tank, her tank wasn't small,
the size of a truck,
right? So I'm expecting $20-$25. We started getting up in the higher 30s, the 40s. I was like, Lord, what's going on here? But it stopped eventually. She's like, thank you so much. And I was like, yeah, no problem. And so I felt good about myself. I thought, man, look at me helping people out. She puts the gas thing back up, or if I slide my car, whatever. I'm like, let me go get something to drink, you know, or something to eat. No, it wasn't that. I go out there. I go into the store, I get whatever, go to the bathroom, come back. As I'm coming back, she's talking to someone else saying, hey, could I get some money? I'm like, my car's broken down, blah, 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 blah. And I thought,
yeah.
Yo, are you serious?
Selfish, man.
Oh, I was hot. I'm getting mad just thinking about it.
Yep.
And I just thought, like, I just gave
because
this lady
you never,
50
you
bucks.
Never genuinely yeah. Know. Yeah.
I just filled this lady's gas tank up.
That's not what she wanted, though.
No, she wanted some money. So I'm upset, but I'm letting that go.
The struggle is real.
But for her, I think that was a random act of kindness. She probably wasn't expecting that. And one more, going over the Delaware Bridge. It's sometime during the week, it's a dollar. And so I would go back to visit my folks, and I'd say, just pay for the person behind me. Yeah. And I give them $2. And they're like, wow.
I feel like in Temple once, a lady in front of us in the grocery line didn't have money or something.
Oh, yeah. Or she couldn't buy...
something was going on.
She couldn't... I think she didn't have enough money to buy, like, some paper towels or something like that.
Yeah,
or, like, something like that. I was like, can we add that to our thing?
She was, like, insistent we didn't.
She's like, no. I was like, lady, it's paper towels. It had to have been... It was either that, or it was maybe... It was, like, the pandemic-type thing. Maybe it was while we were here.
No, I don't...
Was it HEBs?
Maybe, I don't know. I remember one time somebody in front of us couldn't get something.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we got it.
But anyway...
To talk about...
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, this is super, like, humble brag.
Weird.
Like, humble brag type stuff. Okay.
super weird.
I prefer the people being kind to us, but... Or us talking about people being kind. What do you think the motivation behind... let me stop there. Something that Gary V was saying, and Gary V is like not a motivational speaker, but he is a businessman who does like really well, and he's like big on social media, although Jen hates his social media presence. Yeah, and
oh
he cusses a lot.
Yeah, social media presence is terrible.
But he has a whole lot of great things to say. And something that he was saying was people who are kind win. He said, like, the way that you are successful is that you're just kind to people. And
that's you, Boo.
Thank you. And something we do, occasionally we do, like, a devotion before we go to sleep. And one of the one of the plans that we did was, like, prayers to pray over your child type of thing. And one of them was just asking, the prayer is that your child will be kind. And when I think back to, like, my parents raising me, I remember that, like, me being kind and having manners, or me sharing and stuff, was always applauded. Like, mm-hmm. It was always like, oh, you shared this with your little brother. Wow. Mm-hmm. Because I think that my parents wanted to instill in me the importance
kindness.
Of being kind. Yeah. Was that similar for you upbringing-wise? Were you also encouraged to be kind? And
well... I was kind of like an only child, so I wasn't really applauded for sharing or anything like that because I didn't have the opportunity.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time alone.
Wow. This got
dark.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't applauded to be mean, but I don't necessarily remember it being like a big deal to be like kind. I think like my dad, just by example, is like the friendliest.
Yeah, he is. He's a friendly guy.
And I've never seen my dad mad or upset. Mm. Sad, yeah. Like if, you know, when he lost his sister, like something like that. Not trying to be dark, but like I've never seen my dad out of character, like not joyful, not kind.
Yeah.
Which is hard to say about anyone.
Mm.
But he's consistently that. And so like he just exuberates joy and like positivity.
I got you.
So it just kind of like was around me. My mom is the opposite. Like,
true.
She's not grumpy or grouchy, but she's very sassy.
Yeah, she's a spicy lady.
Also very joyful, but like will also cut you.
Yeah, she'll cut you. If she got a box cutter on you, she might cut you.
Yes.
How would you define kindness? Like in your own gen words. Also, I don't know if exuberates is a word. Just throwing that out there.
Is it not?
I think exuberant. I think
I don't know. I make up a lot of words.
Yeah,
so
I think you meant to say like exudes. I think that's like something coming from you. Exuberate.
Yeah, exudes.
I'm going to look up exuberate. That's what I'll call this. I'll call this episode exuberate. Continue.
Exuberate kindness. How do I define kindness?
How would you, in your own gen words, how would you define kindness?
Well, I think it's just made up of a lot of, like, synonyms. So, like, generous.
Okay.
Happy. Empathetic.
Okay. I think those are all good ones. I would go so far as to say people who are selfless.
Yeah, selfless.
People who are humble typically are kind. Do you think that you can fake kindness? Like, do you think, like, kindness and niceness are the same? Like, to be nice, to be kind? Because I feel as though those are two different things.
You can be kind. I think that you can be, well, I don't know. Like, you can be nice to people, but, yeah, you can definitely fake that. But, like, maybe not to be, like, to be kind, you have to, like, actually try.
Yeah. I feel like
people... It has to come from within.
Yeah. I feel like you can pretend to be nice. You can put on a front for being nice. But I think that when you are kind, it's just an overflow of who you are. You know, you're kind in your demeanor and you're, like, there's a guy that we know named Chris Knight. He is a kind man.
Extremely.
Through and through. Kind man. Scott is a kind man. Our friend Scott. Very kind man. You don't have to know Scott. You don't have to spend more than 2 minutes with him. And you know, this is a kind man.
Like, hey, how are you?
Laura Bedick is a kind woman.
Yes, she is.
Very kind. And there's nothing that she's like doing over the top where you're just like, oh, she's really trying. It's just like, man, there's a warmth to her and there's a warmth to these people.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I have that warmth to me. I hope that I would say that you have that warmth
to you.
No, actually you're a little bit more chilly.
I do come off a little cold.
Yeah. Yeah. But you are nice.
Warm.
Yeah.
Well, like I am nice, but as you said, you can fake niceness.
Right.
Which I do spend a lot of my time doing, but it's not because kindness isn't in my heart. I just am kind to the people that I love.
Right. I'd say that you're lukewarm. You're not cold.
That's great. The Bible says to not be. So here I am.
What I'm saying is that like I'd say that people who are kind are just, you know, 350 degrees bake, you know, just.
That's you.
You know. And I think that you are more like a slow cooker where it's going to get cooked, but it's going to take some time for you to warm up.
I got to trust you. Got to know you. Are you going to be kind to me?
Right.
It comes with some more stipulations.
Got you. So conditional love. I'm kidding. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Um, can you think of someone in your life right now that you would say is a kind person outside of the examples we just gave? And what about them?
Somebody in my life that's kind?
Yeah, outside of myself.
Okay. Like, I think that Sarah, my friend Sarah Reeves, is super kind.
Yeah, she is. I felt that from her as well.
Yeah, she's just, like, a very nice, like, very, not nice. I mean, she is nice, but she's also kind. Like, she's throwing us a baby shower right now from, like, just the kindness of her heart.
Yeah.
And didn't ask her to do that, but she's just like, let me do this for you. So I think that that's really cool.
True.
And I'm not saying she's kind because she's doing something for us. She, like, genuinely checks up on me almost every other day. Like, how are you doing?
I feel you.
She just, I know she cares a lot about me because of the way that she treats me. So, yeah.
Do you feel like, so I would hope that people feel as though I am kind, towards them and all that jazz. Do you think that somebody can learn to be kind, like for someone who is unkind? Because I can think of kids that I knew when I was younger, and unfortunately, I'm not in a relation. I'm not friends with a lot of people that I knew when I was much younger. But do you think that kindness can be taught? And if so, how is that taught to someone, in your opinion?
Well, I think that, like, I'm more kind than I was.
I would agree. You know what I mean? I would agree.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I've learned how to be kind.
Mm.
And honestly, I think that you learn it by others exuding kindness to you. And it's like, oh my gosh, that feels, like, really nice when somebody is kind to me or generous towards me, you know? So, yeah. Like, I want to make someone else feel that way.
I feel you. I think that Sarah, there's so many Sarahs, guys, and I'm sorry.
My cousin, my sister-in-law, and my, I always say my sister, then I have to remember. Like, in-law, she's my sister-in-law.
Same thing, and you got a friend named Sarah.
And then I have a good friend named Sarah.
There's so many Sarahs.
Yeah.
Sister-in-law Sarah, Sarah
close
Baker.
Close to all of them. Yeah.
I think that she does a really good job. Well, she's kind.
She is so kind.
Super kind. But she's doing a good job of raising Izzy to be kind.
Yeah.
Izzy is our niece. So she'll say, we don't hit, you know, like, and she, you know, we don't hit. But she also celebrates the times when Isabella is kind to her younger sister, Lorelai, or when she'll make us food, you know, and it's like plastic food, but she'll make us dinner. And she's like, here
she
you go.
She comes so proud. Yeah. Like,
she's like, here you go. Some pizza and a cupcake and some candy.
It's spaghetti.
And an ice cream cone and spaghetti. It's like, oh my gosh.
Thank you, Izzy.
I'm on a strict diet right now, so I can't have any of this, but thank you now.
And she's so proud of herself.
Yeah, like, clearly I'm eating all of that.
She loves being generous.
Yeah.
She does.
And I think that's because it's celebrated for her.
And her mom is the most generous. Like,
oh my goodness.
With her time.
Yep.
With everything.
Man.
Nothing slips by Sarah. Like, we get a Valentine's Day card from her and Izzy. You know what I mean?
With,
like,
drawings.
Yeah, like, we get a card for every single holiday, and she's a mom to two and works. Like,
yeah, it's incredible.
It really is.
So
I don't understand it.
So I think that she's doing a great job of teaching her kids to be kind. And my hope is that we do the same thing for our kids. I want to teach them how to be kind. And I think that comes from celebrating. Like, positive reinforcement, I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're doing the thing you want them to do, yay, woohoo. And when they're not, you know, you just boo. Well, maybe not boo, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, maybe next time we could do this.
Yeah. There is a phrase that you used at dinner. I didn't even realize this was a term. And I didn't realize I was doing this, but you said redirect.
Yes.
Could you explain that?
Okay, so, like, in terms of kindness, this is a good example. I was just thinking about this.
Okay.
Say, like, somebody is mean to our child on the playground, and we, like, acknowledge, like, okay, they just took that from our child.
Right. We're about to fight.
Right. I'm about to fight a 3-year-old.
Yes.
Okay?
Jen's
like,
cussing.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a mama bear.
I got the brass knuckles
through
on.
Through and through.
Right. Like, we're hitting your kid.
Right.
Got you.
And we'll apologize after, but just like,
I'm not apologizing.
We need to see this through.
Right. Your kid's getting beat up by an adult.
Right. So like, I'm reading this book. It's called The Danish Way of Parenting, which is very interesting, the way that like Danish folks do things differently. But one of the big things is redirecting. So like, instead of, like, obviously our child's feelings would be hurt. Like, hey, that's mine. Like, I brought my bike to the playground, mm-hmm. and you just stole my bike.
Right.
Instead of saying, like, instead of characterizing that child that stole our child's bike as a mean kid, to, like, redirect the thought. Like, maybe his family's not able to get him a bike. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, help our child look at it in a different light, to where, like, you can spare a few minutes without your bike to let this kid ride it around the park, you know? It's like redirecting their mindset, instead of saying, like, you stole my bike, you're a mean kid, you're a bully, you're,
I see.
And characterizing this kid by X, Y, and Z. It's like, okay, well, let's think about, like, maybe they don't have a bike.
Right.
Maybe their parents haven't been able to buy them a bike.
Right.
Or maybe they don't know how to yet ride a bike. Like, just redirecting it and making it like a more positive experience, so that they're more eager to share. Like, oh, you're right. Like,
I got you. And maybe
they don't have a bike. I should share my bike.
I see. And give them the opportunity to be. Clearly, I don't want them to be a pushover. And if some kid pushed our kid off the bike, grabbed the bike, I don't think my dadness would not be like, well, let's redirect. And hey, maybe let's give him a couple minutes with the bike. I don't know what I'll do. So let's hope we don't get there. But I do think that there will be plenty of opportunities for us to teach our kids kindness. But I also think that comes from us being kind ourselves. And I'm excited at the opportunity of meeting new people. Like, I think our kid's going to allow us to meet all sorts of new people. And I'm excited to, widen our social circle, if you will. Because right now we hang out with essentially people that we work with and ourselves. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And in the event that we do hang around some people that we don't know, I think we'll have the opportunity to pay it forward.
Yeah.
Full circle.
I'd hope so.
I hope so, too. So to the couple that paid for our sushi at the Cultured Pearl on, what day is it? A Friday night, randomly. Oh, also, by the way, I didn't finish the story. Jen went to the bathroom because she's pregnant and she has to pee all the time. Not coming at your neck or nothing. But as she went to the bathroom and we were looking for the bathroom, Jen was like, I think that's the couple right there. And so I was debating within myself, should I go up and say something? Should I not? Should I go up and say something? Should I not? Should I go up? And I was like, I will. So Jen, as she goes to the bathroom, I walk up to the couple and I'm 6 feet apart, you know, pandemic. And I say, hey, thank you. And the lady laughed. Like, she looked at me and she laughed, knowing like they know who it was us. She's like, you're not supposed to see us. And I said, thank you. And she said, congratulations. And I said, thank you. That was the whole conversation.
Yeah, because I look very pregnant.
Yeah, Jen's super prego. But that was the whole conversation. And it's the reason I was another level of thankful. Clearly, I'm thankful because that was a very kind, unwarranted thing to do. Mm-hmm. A great way to date night's over, because we got some stuff to watch and there's ice cream inside. So there's
coconut ice cream.
Right, there's more date night. So not only was it kind in that regard, but she also wasn't going for recognition at all. If anything, she felt like caught.
Yeah.
Is what it looked like kind of in her face. Like, oh, crap. Like, you're not supposed to see
me
be kind. Yeah. So she wasn't being kind, like, or that couple wasn't being kind. Like, oh, look at me. It was kindness unwarranted. So to all the folks out there, if you can be kind to somebody, do that. If you can pay it forward, perhaps not at a sushi place.
Or a Starbucks.
Right. Yeah. That's a lot of pressure.
They will guilt the rest of the followers.
Right. Chipotle, do it. Other establishment, go for it. So just go out of your way to be kind to somebody. That's all for today. This has been another episode of Carpe Diem. Why have we not been doing that this whole time?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. Follow us on Instagram. My name is at Nate Loves Jen on Instagram. Follow my beautiful wife at Jen Loves Nate. She never posts ever.
Nope.
Not stories. Nope. Not nothing. So you'll.
But we're thinking about making a family account. So.
Right. We have one.
Yeah.
You probably want to change it. Yeah. No, you're right. You might want to. I think it's sweet.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. It's probably gonna be on private. You know, there's creepers out there.
Because creeps and freaks.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all we got for today. Any closing words of kindness to people? Any encouraging words? Anything at all?
Be generous.
Be generous. You know that song, like, be something. Be nice.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Be something. No. No. That's respect. What?
It was this to the same beat.
No.
So I was just riffing off of it.
It's off of Songland. Be something.
Never heard of it.
Be nice. Be something.
Nope.
I promise it'll change your life.
You gotta get coconut ice cream.
Okay, bye, y'all. I'll try to play a little bit of a snippet of that song so y'all know what I'm talking about. And I'll ask my dad about that thing, too. Love y'all.
Peace out.
Subscribe if you haven't. Give us a rating. All that jazz. We out.
Bye.
Bye.